USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
10 of the 22 Democratic candidates for the White House gathered on a stage in Miami for a first debate last night.
There is no one in our government at any level who has the right to tell any American who they should be allowed to love or who they should be allowed to marry.
For the last 21 years, I've been raising a black son in America. And I have had to have very, very serious talks with my son, Dante, about how to protect himself on the streets of our city and all over this country.
I am in this fight because I believe that we can make our government, we can make our economy, we can make our country work.
Necesitamos incluir cada persona en el éxito de esta economía.
A second group of 10 Democratic candidates will be on that stage tonight, not taking part in these first debates, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. And this is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S. House passing a bill that would provide $600 million in new election security grants. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling for bipartisan support of it in the Senate.
An act that will honor our founders, our democracy, our Constitution.
Democrats also challenging President Trump to, in the words of Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, look Vladimir Putin in the eye at the G20 summit and tell the Russian leader that the American people won't tolerate election interference. President Trump in Japan for the G20 summit, where he's scheduled to meet with the Chinese president on Saturday. But he says he won't be meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, telling reporters that it isn't in the cards, though he, quote, may speak with him in a different form. And beating Michigan 8-2 yesterday, Vanderbilt is the 2019 College World Series champ. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The search continues for a 23-year-old woman who came back from California to Salt Lake City over a week ago, got into a lift, got dropped off at a Salt Lake City park, and hasn't been seen or heard from since. Assistant Police Chief Tim Dowd says they're still working as hard as they can to find her.
Obviously, we are treating this with a high degree of care and caution, as it is an open case, and given the nature of this case, we just don't want to make any mistakes.
Dowd says they don't have any persons of interest or suspects at this time in the case of missing Mackenzie Lewick. Two sheriff's deputies who responded to the Parkland, Florida high school shooting have been fired for neglect of duty. An investigation of the police response to the deadly shooting showing that the Broward County deputies Edward Eason and Joshua Stambaugh failed to meet sheriff's office's standards, the mass shooting claiming the lives of 17 people. Three major tech companies are teaming up to fight high tariffs on video game consoles. Microsoft, Nintendo, and Sony sending a letter to the Trump administration yesterday warning that a proposed 25% tariff increase on Chinese imports would cost Americans an additional $840 million. The firms say 96% of all video game systems were made in China over the past year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.